This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A defiant British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to remain in office, shrugging off calls for his resignation after two top ministers and a slew of junior officials said they could no longer serve under his scandal-plagued leadership. British media is reporting that Johnson is refusing to step down, citing, quote, hugely important issues facing this country. Members of the opposition Labour Party showered Johnson with shouts of go, go during the weekly ritual of Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons. And members of his own Conservative Party also challenged him. Critics argue the leader's days are numbered following his poor handling of sexual misconduct allegations against a senior official. Tory MP Andrew Mitchell told the BBC, quote, it's a bit like the death of Rasputin. He's been poisoned, stabbed, he's been shot, his body's been dumped in a freezing river, and still he lives. The man charged with killing seven people at a Midwestern U.S. Independence Day parade outside Chicago considered a second attack in another city, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt says 21-year-old Robert Cremo is being held without bail.
He admitted to what he had done.
Deputy Chief Chris Cavelli says Cremo didn't stop there after he fled the Highland Park mass shooting dressed as a woman.
While he was driving and he located this celebration occurring in the Madison area, he contemplated another attack with the firearm he had in his car.
But Cavelli says instead Cremo drove back to Illinois where he was arrested. Meanwhile, motive is under investigation. However,
he had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7, and inverse was 7-4.
Cavelli says it apparently comes from music the aspiring rapper likes. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the deaths of 21 teenagers in a nightclub tragedy is a crime, and South African officials must increase steps to prevent alcohol from being illegally sold to youth. Ramaphosa spoke to more than 1,000 mourners at the funeral in East London for the young people who died at a tavern nearly 2 weeks ago. It's still not known what caused the deaths of the young people, one just 13 years old, whose bodies were found in the tavern. Officials said they were all under South Africa's legal drinking age of 18. Pathologists are studying the cause of death from blood samples. Italian rescue services are back searching for bodies 3 days after a massive piece of alpine glacier broke off and killed hikers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Continuiamo con l'attività di ricerca dall'alto con I droni.
Maurizio Dell'Antonio from the Alpine Rescue Service says his teams continue with aerial search operations using drones, trying to find more elements that could help reconstruct what happened and also to give a more certain answer to the relatives who are still waiting for information. Seven hikers died and several others are unaccounted for after large chunks of ice and rock from the Marmolada Glacier sped down the mountain in an avalanche on Sunday. The experts say search teams cannot go in on the ground as the terrain is still too dangerous. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defendants charged in the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol are pushing to have their trials moved out of Washington, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Judges in the District of Columbia have consistently rejected more than 36 requests for a change of venue by defense attorneys for people charged in the deadly January 6th riot. The lawyers say that amid televised hearings portraying their clients as insurrectionists, they can't get a fair trial in Washington. Last week, Anthony Robert Williams of Wayne County, Michigan, was convicted on all charges. Ahead of his trial, one prospective juror said a police officer injured in the riot is a close friend. Others recalled their fear for friends who worked on Capitol Hill or lived nearby. Attorneys in two cases against defendants associated with the Oath Keepers group filed to have their trials moved to Virginia. But judges appear to believe the process of weeding out biased jurors is working. Prosecutors say their unblemished record, with more than 300 people pleading guilty and 6 defendants convicted on all 35 counts, speaks to the strength of the evidence. A lot of it captured on camera or posted by the defendants themselves to social media. Jennifer King, Washington.
Recapping our top story, a defiant British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to remain in office, shrugging off calls for his resignation after two top ministers and a slew of junior officials said they could no longer serve under his scandal-plagued leadership. British media reporting that Johnson is refusing to step down. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.